From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hours from now, President Obama will announce revisions to a plan that mandates unprecedented limits on power plant emissions. Each state is eagerly awaiting how they will be required to cut greenhouse gases that scientists blame for global warming. Some changes will demand further cuts. Others will grant certain states more time and options to achieve their targets. Opponents are turning to the courts to keep the rule from taking effect. They include the National Mining Association, which has written the Environmental Protection Agency to request the agency postpone the rule until legal challenges are resolved. Several Republican candidates for president have been running TV ads in recent weeks. Now a Democrat is joining in. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Hillary Clinton's campaign is airing two ads in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire.
This is the time in the seemingly permanent election cycle when candidates introduce themselves to voters with biographical TV ads. Clinton has been in the national spotlight since 1992, but her campaign and longtime friends argue most people don't have a clue about the real Hillary Clinton. Both of the ads focus on Clinton's mother.
When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother, Dorothy. She was abandoned by her parents at the age of 8.
A slew of recent polls show Clinton's favorability sagging. Clinton's campaign is spending $1 million in both Iowa and New Hampshire to run these ads for 5 weeks. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is outlining a 6-point plan to overhaul the immigration system. He proposes that the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally may gain legal status over time after adhering to a series of requirements, including clearing a criminal background check and learning English, as well as paying a fine. But he says first, the borders need to be better secured to guard against future illegal immigration. Bush plans to take part in a Republican forum in New Hampshire tonight, in which all candidates have been invited, although not all are expected to attend. Jurors in Colorado continue deliberating today on whether James Holmes should live or die for the shooting rampage that left 12 people dead and scores wounded at a movie theater 3 years ago. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports on the various factors the jury has to consider.
Jurors must decide if James Holmes' mental illness is enough to spare him the death penalty. His attorney spent about a week calling family and friends and teachers to the stand in an attempt to humanize him. They also called a psychiatric expert who testified that without mental illness, this crime would not have occurred. Jurors rejected Holmes' insanity defense, finding him guilty of the mass shooting, but his attorneys have raised the issue in his sentencing hearing in an appeal for mercy. The jurors have two options before them: move forward with the sentencing hearing and hear from victims of the crime, or they can end the hearing now, giving him life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
This is NPR News. Firefighters trying to keep a raging wildfire from reaching thousands of homes in Northern California are said to be making headway. They've managed to contain about 12% of the blaze burning in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco. That's the largest of multiple fires confronting crews today. Alpha Natural Resources, which operates roughly 60 coal mines in 5 states, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It is the fourth major coal producer to do so in just the last couple of years. The price of coal has fallen dramatically. Utilities are leaning more heavily on natural gas, in part to adhere to more strict environmental regulations. The mission to top the box office in the United States and Canada proves possible for a spy and his team. NPR's Trina Williams reports Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation earned an estimated $56 million in ticket sales.
The fifth time around is a charm for Tom Cruise and co. Cruise, returning as spy Ethan Hawke, leads a mission against a highly skilled secret international organization.
They're trained to do what we do.
An anti-IMF. Neither one of us is equipped to fight them alone.
You want to bring down the syndicate? It's impossible.
A sixth Mission Impossible is planned. It was not a great road trip for vacation. The sequel to the 1983 original is a distant second. Last weekend's champ, Ant-Man, falls to third place. Minions and Pixels drop to fourth and fifth on the chart. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The Dow is down 77 points at 17,613. S&P 500 down 3 at 2101. NASDAQ is up slightly at 5129. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.